Next to Yerushalayim, Kufayim, and all the way on the bottom by Gimel. So we left off last week that the Torah HaKadosh has within it the derech, the way of life for each and every person, for each and every yid. He says that he explained that the Torah has a new understanding, although the pshat of the Torah never changes, but drush, the remez and the drush and the soid of the Torah has a new understanding for every generation. Each and every generation is able to find within the Torah specific derech for that specific generation. And included in that is all the svarim that were written with Ruach HaKodesh. Any sefer that was written with Ruach HaKodesh also can be interpreted for each and every generation. And those svarim, and then there are svarim that were not written with Ruach HaKodesh that pertain specifically to the generation that it was written in.
How do you know which are which?
That was the question last week.
Oh, sorry.
If you learn a sefer and you know that...
Well, like the Bar Minel, for example. Is the Makkel was, you know, among the Chumrim, whether or not it was written for the time or written after the time, yeah.
If you learn a specific sefer and you feel that it talks to you, you know that it's that was written through HaKadosh.
Does the Rav have Ruach HaKadosh? Because whenever the Rav speaks, he's always talking to me.
I don't have to have Ruach HaKadosh, I'm speaking to you. There is a support to our words from what is written in the Sefer Torah Tzavos. Zelashayne. These are his words. Chius upnimius haTorah. The sustenance and the premiers of the Torah, the internal part of the Torah that the Torah offers, the Olam Nishba B'chol Yom V'Yom, is constantly bestowed upon us every single day, Shav Rega, every hour and every moment, the Tech premiers Klal Yisrael into. Into the interior of Klal Yisrael, thank you. And Nimshach L'Roshei HaDoiros V'chulu, and it is drawn to the heads of the generation. The honor of Hashem hovers over them. To bestow upon them a spiritual blessing, and a godly flow. That is renewed every single day, the way the person is supposed to conduct themselves in this world, and the internal avodas Hashem, meaning there's a constant spiritual flow to the heads of the generation, how to lead Klal Yisrael, and this is renewed every moment. K'mamar HaKosev, as the Pasuk says, Ki Hashem Yiten Chochma Mipiv Das Asuna. Hashem gives wisdom from his mouth, knowledge and understanding. Ki Pnimiyas HaTorah Hi Mekor Shein LaSoif, because the interior of the Torah is a source that is infinite. And living water is constantly flowing from it. According to the year, ha'es, the time, ha'dor, and the generation. And according to the leader, and all of his people, and according to the awakening from below, meaning that flow is also dependent on the interest of those who are looking for leadership. And from his holy words we can learn that there is a explanation to the Torah for every generation, and that is the explanation that is given through the heads of the generation, and that is a flow from above that is specifically relevant to the avoida that applies to that generation. In light of these words, we can understand the bracha that we make. We make the bracha every morning. He who gives the Torah in present. We don't say he gave the Torah, rather he gives the Torah. Because he constantly is giving the Torah according to the time, according to the generation, the year, and the soul. There's always a renewed flow. Hashem teaches them the way of Hashem according to those conditions and those circumstances.
So the Torah may mean something different to me than it did to my grandfather?
Yeah, again, the pshat of the Torah never changes. It's the inner meaning and understanding of the Torah, the lessons that we take out of the Torah, that can be, yes, it can...
That's why maybe there's, you know, I'm not defending one, but there's like a million rabbis and they all have their own different...
Exactly. Yeah.
Because their understanding of it goes to their followers.
Yep, that's what you're
saying. Exactly. That's what you're saying?
Yep. Chayin kol prat zoich l'shefa elyon kfi hashayach l'shesh nishmasoi. It's also every single individual merits a flow, an upper flow, according to the source of his neshama. Umashmos miyuchedas. Are there places that would call this apikarsis?
Yes.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Marvin.
What?
Marvin for one.
Marvin? And a specific understanding according to, in the light of our words, we can understand a new understanding in the Mamar Chazal. Chazal's words, I created a Yetzahara, I created a Torah as a remedy for the Yetzahara. It's not only that the learning of Torah is a cure against the Yetzahara, as we understand that the Havla Mapik Havla, meaning that the Yetzahara is the Yetzahara is called Havla, which it's a heat. It's the heat of Tivus that the Yetzahara ignites within us. And it's the fire of Torah that gets rid of the fire of the Yetzirah. It's not only that. The Torah has, for each and every individual, the Torah has the specific cure against that person's specific yitzhar. Because the Torah Kedosha teaches us the ways of life for each and every individual, how to battle their own yitzhar. And each and every person are the only ones that can see in the Torah the way to battle their individual yetzar.
But then how does that work with a Rebbe? Because each one of us is fighting a different yetzar.
Right, so the as you said before, the Rebbe is given a specific shefa from above to be able to understand each and every one of his followers.
I mean, it is a radical thing to say that everyone's Yetzer Hara is different and unique to themselves. I mean, it's like mamish pele ploim, right?
Why is it so radical?
I mean, a taiva is a taiva is a taiva, right? So you go and learn a Musa Sefer and everyone learns the same Masilas Yesharim and that should fix it. No, he's saying that everyone's Yetzer Hara is unique to their own neshama.
Right. But the same thing, the Ramchal is written in Ruach HaKodesh. So indeed, every person can find their Yetzirah and Masilas Yesharim. If there are Musas for him that only address specific Yetziras.
We have to strive to go Ad Hashem. That's it. Hashem will take over.
We could also understand what Chazal said. Halomid Torah the Shema. Somebody who learns Torah the Shema, Megalon Leirozei Torah. The secrets of Torah are revealed to him. And people will benefit from this person advice. Meaning, the person who learns Torah the Shema can see in the Torah Kedosha the secrets of the Torah, and he can find
interpretation?
Yeah, is a better word. Okay, but the interpretation, it's more than that. The solution. The solution for all of the problems that are relevant to that generation, year, and soul. And if the Yetzahara of that generation seems to be unbearable, then there definitely is in the koyach of the Torah HaKadosha new approaches and ways even against this new Yetzer. This was written in our generation, by the way.
Like when?
What?
When?
50s? We are in a different generation than the 50s.
I'm not.
I've got news for you guys. You got. It is a new generation. I don't care when you were born.
Toshin Sama. This one was written? Is that one Toshin Sama? Is that the one I was written?
Yes. No, that's
that's when it was.
That's when he was Nifter.
Oh,
I thought it was Nifter. My uncle, Dr. Tversky, I once heard on the tape one of his. He said that my grandmother took him to the beach when he was a 6-year-old. The beach of Milwaukee, by Lake Michigan, and he was wearing a bathing suit. And the person in charge of the beaches came over to my grandmother and said that he is not dressed according to the code and he's got to wear a t-shirt. A bathing suit is not sufficient. 6-year-old child.
This was the non-Jewish lifeguard type people?
Yeah.
Okay.
The public beach.
Right?
Okay. Have things changed?
Yeah. I think now you get kicked off if you have a t-shirt on.
And a bathing suit.
And a bathing suit.
We live in a different generation. Oh, the Farish. We could also explain this concept of the eternity of Torah. The Hinei Dorshu Chazal V'Dibur Orishin V'Mamad HaNiskom Shal Kabbalas HaTorah. Chazal Darshan on the first utterance of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam by Matan Torah. Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, I am Hashem your God. Shehu Netreik, and Chazal say that the word Anoichi is Rosh HaTevis, Ano Navshi Ksivis Yehovis. Meaning, I have written and given over my soul to you. That's what the Rabbi Shalom said. Ano Navshi Ksivis Yehovis. Who knows? It's an awesome concept. Who can even comprehend what that means? Shekiviyachol nafsha yizbarach kosav vaseros adibris. Kiviyachol Hashem wrote His soul down into the Ten Commandments. Vanosal b'nei Yisrael and gave it over to b'nei Yisrael. Well, derech diizu b'sforam hakadoshim. And this is. We can get a little bit of understanding into this, according to what is written in the Sforam HaKadoshim, Ki nefesh ha-tzadik otav b'diburai, that the soul of the tzadik is wrapped in his speech. So when the tzadik speaks, in every word of the tzadik, there is part of his soul. And the listener, besides just taking in the words of the tzadik, is actually taking in the soul of the tzadik. With that same understanding, is above nafshe atufa b'divrei haTorah. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam's soul is wrapped in his words, the words of the Torah. And when we learn the words of Hashem in the Torah, we connect to this lofty concept. And since the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is eternal, so also the word of Hashem, the Torah HaKadosha, is eternal because the nefesh of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is enveloped in them. And it says in the Sefer HaKadosh Moranayim, Zal Shainai, Torah Kedosha Nikras Alekim. Torah Kedosha is called Alekim. Shehu Tzimtzum. Alekim is Tzimtzum, is contraction. Shashem Yizborach Tzimtzum is Atzma the Torah Kedosha. Rabbi Nish Loilam what's the word?
Limited.
Better word. It's contracted. It's just there's a better word for Tzimtzum. Come on.
Hidden, withdrawn.
Moshe was Tzimtzum himself.
Concentrated
himself. Within the Torah. The Shiuchal Adam Shu Bal Gvul V'Tachlis, so that the person who is a finite person. We should be able to connect ourselves to Hashem Yisborach, who is infinite. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been possible to connect to Hashem. Therefore, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam concentrated and contracted himself and concentrated himself into the Torah so that we should be able to connect to him.
Wait, before, question here. You say he concentrated himself into the Torah because otherwise it wouldn't be possible to connect to Hashem. Is that correct?
That's what he said.
Well, maybe this was a conduit, so that's how we can get it. Now, is that how it's through the Torah we get it through?
But usually cancels.
So the question is, is he saying that it's impossible for non-Jews who don't have the Torah to connect to Hashem?
In the intimate way that a Jew can, yes, it is impossible. There are ways for the non-Jew to connect to Hashem. There are ways for the non-Jew to connect to Hashem, but in a more exterior way, not in the intimate way that a Yid can.
No, we're only talking about a full Yid.
Well, we're talking about a Yid that can connect to the Torah. Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference between them and a Goy?
What?
A non-Jew that...
A Yid doesn't have Torah.
So in other words, there's no chance there, whereas a Jew there's a chance of connecting.
Right. No, I don't think you just said that.
What?
Not that there's no chance. Did you say that or not?
No, not there's no
Torah. There's an exceptional relationship that a Jew
has. Right, it is the type of relationship. The Torah is an intimate relationship.
So a Jew, even though he's not from, has that possibility if he learns Torah correctly.
Yeah, of course.
Where a Goy doesn't have that opportunity because the relationship doesn't allow for it.
If a Goy decides to learn Torah.
So he won't connect to Hashem?
It won't connect the same way.
Just like learning it, it's like the textbook.
Like learning math and science.
Right. I just asked. No.
Nobody jumped down your throat, Ryan.
I'll sit here.
I think I did.
But why does he use the word Hashem concentrate himself? Is it because the Torah, in essence, can't be equal to Hashem? Because it in itself, to a certain degree, has some level of finiteness?
Right, exactly.
Because usually concentration means it's a stronger power. So you would think that if Hashem concentrated...
The word is, the word is contracted. He contracted himself. What was that?
Zip file.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Zip file. He was being geekish.
I didn't want to interrupt.
Zip file?
Okay. Yeah, you put, take a lot of stuff and you compress it. Right.
Val Pizer. Val Pizer, Yashla Hasig Tsas, Migodl Koyach Limitatoya. According to this, we can grasp a little bit of the greatness of the power of Torah learning. When a Yid learns the halachas of a shoyer, an ox, or the halachas of the boar of the pit, he becomes bound and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shual Derech Moshel, the Odom HaOichel.
Can we add Makos here so more people come to the Makos here or something?
Yes, of course you can end Marcus. La Adam Ha'Oichel, it is similar to the person who is eating. Nachnosim boi oz kol ha-vitaminim va-kilorios yesh ma-machel, all of the vitamins and the nutrients that are in the food go into the person. Ve-nosim boi koyach gashmi, they give him physical strength. Similar to this, in the Torah there are upper powers. When the person learns Torah, his neshama becomes bound with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. That's correct. The neshama is the chedek elikam imal. I mean, it becomes connected to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. That is enveloped in the words of the Torah. And if a person doesn't learn, he does not absorb into himself these spiritual, these lofty spiritual strengths, and he continues to deteriorate.
So he can't get it any other way except through learning Torah. I mean, he can't get it through davening. He can't get it through observing the mitzvahs.
This
can't get anything like that.
True.
So if someone just learns Torah and doesn't do any of the other things, that's okay?
No.
That's not what he's saying.
No, they're obviously not learning.
I'm just asking.
The Torah has to be learned for the sake of observing and performing.
Is it finite?
All right. Is it finite or a roadmap?
What?
Is it finite or a roadmap?
Yes.
Because I think Ron's asking, is it, did you
follow it like that's it? Or is there just a roadmap to do the right thing and then you take on all the other things that come around? So you don't, you just walk out of shul and beat the hell out of your kid.
Is it the dog that is the tail? Does anything wrong or not?
You're
right, but im failure killer time remote doesn't mean the one inside.
Means the Torah.
But Elohim, that's in the Torah, you're.
Ah, that's what it means. Okay. Okay. With the Oyer Advarim, in the light of these words, Yevura Inyan Brachas HaTorah, we can explain the concept of the brachas we make on the Torah. Before we learn in the morning, we say Brachas HaTorah. Tinei HaBracha Rishoina, the first bracha is Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvos HaVitzivanu La'asek B'Divrei Torah. He sanctified us with His mitzvahs, and He commanded us to learn Torah. He kachol brachas HaMitzvos. That mitzvah, that bracha, is like any of the other.
Not just learn Torah, Oisik B'Torah.
Right, Oisik B'Torah.
Not Lomed Torah.
English?
Oisik is to make work out of it, to work at it.
To toil it.
Yes. So that bracha is like any of the other brachas that we make on any mitzvah. A bracha that precedes the mitzvah. Ach, a bracha ashniya shemavachim on the sinas ha-Torah. But then there's another bracha that we make on the giving of the Torah. Asher bacha bonu mikol ha'amim, He who chose us from all of the nations, menasan lanu v'stayroso, and He gave us His Torah, u'mesayimim, and we finish off, noisein ha-Torah, He who gives the Torah. So tzorach bei, so we have to understand, ma'in yana, what is the reason for the second bracha? U'madu ha-maschilim asher bacha bonu mikol ha'amim. Why do we begin with He who chose us, that He chose us of all the nations? Why don't we just start with the fact that He gave us the Torah? Why do we have to make this introduction? Baruch, are you Hashem that You chose us from all the nations? Could have just said, Baruch, are you Hashem? You gave us your Torah. And if the bracha was established also to emphasize the fact that Hashem chose us from all the nations, why don't we mention this in the conclusion of the bracha? In the conclusion of the bracha, we say, Baruch Ata Hashem, no, He sent our Torah. We only finish off with the fact that Hashem gave us the Torah. We should finish off, Baruch Ata Hashem, Hashem Baruch Abonu Mikol Olamim, and also, no, He sent our Torah. He chose us from all the nations, then He gave us the Torah. According to what we've said, we can understand. Because Hashem created His world for the sake of Yisrael. Shenikru Reishis. We are called Reishis. The first. V'shul ha-Toyra Shenikru Reishis. And for the sake of the Torah, that's called Reishis. K'nisava HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiyar Lo'idira B'tachtoinim. Because the Rebbeinu Shlalem desired to have a dwelling place among the low, that within this world, Modar HaKlipas, the dwelling place of the Klipas, Shom Yamivtzar HaKedusha, there should be a fortress of Kedusha, Eloi's lofty Kedusha, Ma'ilam Esalyan, from the upper world. And within the cloud and the darkness of this world, there should be a point of light that will illuminate earth and those who live upon it. And the man that is within physicality, Yargish Kirvas of the Kusa Yisborg, should be able to feel the closeness of Hashem. Hashem's love and Hashem's fear with the Yisdavik boy and to become connected to Him. This is all Hashem's will. Wish to Yisrael. Wish to Yisrael, Shnikru Reishis. And it was for the sake of Yisrael that I called Reishis. Like how you call Schus Kiyum. And when it says that it was for the sake of Yisrael that it's called Reishis, here it calls Schus Kiyum, the Yoysam Ma'am HaNivchar. There is no merit for their existence having been the chosen nation, Mekobri Olam, having been the chosen nation from among all of the creations of the world, the Kaddish Shaykh Mataykh, the Rabbi Nishlam dwells within them, their only merit of existence, Eloi, they are Torah Shnixus Rashis, is only through the Torah that is called Rashis. Meaning that we're only the chosen nation because we are the recipients of the Torah. Shehi Tmima Meshivas Nefesh, that is because the Torah is whole and restores the soul, and it sends Bodom Koyach Va'otzma Ubihiris, and it gives a person the strength and the clarity, the Chavanes Darkoi, to be able to align his path. And it teaches the person how to walk in the way of Hashem, which is good and the desired way, in all times, in all situations, in all generations, and for every soul, as the Bach says, and we will have to learn the words of the Bach next week in Mitzvah.